With all the talk surrounding the trade of running back Trent Richardson to the Indianapolis Colts, the Browns are still very focused on the Minnesota Vikings. Offensive coordinator Norv Turner talks about that and more in today's press conference.
Monday morning and once we got started is getting Brian ready to go play a game, looking at the things that we feel he does best and the things he's done, getting him ready to go play at a high level when we go to Minnesota.
What was your reaction to the Trent Richardson trade?
You know, I think my deep down reaction is I like Trent an awful lot. I think this will be a real positive thing because I think he's going to get an opportunity, where they are as a team offensively, that it's going to really showcase his abilities. I've just been doing this long enough in different situations that I got a lot of faith in our leadership, our organization, the people who are making the decisions, and I think they have a plan for what they want to get done and where they want to go, and I think it's going to end up being in the long run a positive deal.
Can Trent still be an elite back though in this league, do you think?
Yeah, I think as I said, a lot of times players' success depends on the situation they're in and the people around them, and he's going to have an opportunity, I think, with their offensive personnel in place and what they've done offensively. I think he's going to have an opportunity to be real successful.
How do you think this is going to? I mean, you've been around the league. How do you think this sits in a locker room? You come in with all this excitement and that. You're now going with a third-string quarterback over the backup, and you trade the starting running back.
Well, our meeting was really good this morning, and our guys, every one of those guys has an opportunity to go play and show what they're capable of doing, and it's what the NFL is, and I think guys are focused in on doing their job and doing whatever we can. We've been awfully close in the last two games. We've had opportunities to take the lead. In the mid to late third quarter, and we've got to find a way to get over the hump.
Norv, I assume that you had influence in choosing Hoyer over Jason Campbell. Why did you think Hoyer would be a better fit?
I don't know that obviously you end up choosing one over the other, but I just think Brian, for where we are offensively right now, gives us the best chance. That's something we spend a lot of time talking about, and Brian did a lot of good things when we went and played in Chicago, so we're going to give him an opportunity.
But why? Why does he give you a better chance?
Well, those are things that we talk a lot about, but I'm not going to tell Minnesota what those things are.
Norv, how big a challenge is it to go to Minnesota now with Hoyer, Obanaya, and Rainey, and Gordon coming off of two games this month? Just the challenge of instilling confidence that you could go to that game and succeed.
Well, the one thing about it, I think everyone was excited. We got Josh back out, and he made a bunch of plays yesterday in practice. So that's an addition, and those are the kind of plays that we had in those early preseason games where we were moving the ball a little bit and moving it better. We made some big plays. Brian's excited about playing. It's an opportunity to go play, like I said, and show what you're capable of doing. We've worked hard to put a plan together. We have the same issues we've had in the first two games. We're playing a very good defensive front. Outstanding pass rushers. Obviously, we got to, like last week, we got to handle the crowd noise. We got to handle, the pass sets when they're rushing the passer. So it is a big challenge.
Norv, we won't get to talk to you again before he's either on the team or not on the team. But you've seen a lot of Willis McGahee the last couple of years in Denver. Your thoughts on what he could possibly bring?
Well, he's a veteran player. He knows how to prepare, how to go play. He's been a very good inside runner. He's based on his experience, he'll understand the pass protection things and be able to contribute in that area.
Can you address why Trent was off the field all the time on third down? I know that we talked a little bit about it last week, but what exactly wasn't he able to do on third down for you?
Well. There's a lot of things, and where we are, people forget now. Again, Trent didn't practice a lot during camp, so it's not as much. He had 18 carries and 5 catches the other day, and the protection when you're playing teams like our first two games, it's not a lot of opportunities to get out and get routes. It's sitting in there and hammering and protecting, and it adds to that physical pounding. So you're talking about being in a position where you want to play an entire season. That was a way we could help Trent.
How was he as a pass blocker?
Trent? He's outstanding. He's a good pass blocker.
Everybody keeps saying that this offense is so close. If that's the case, then what is still missing that you guys
Well, again, I don't think we're so close to being where we want to be. We're so close. We've had plays. Obviously, we had Obanaya running free down the sideline, and you make that play, you go get in field position to kick a field goal to put you ahead or go score a touchdown. We have a lot of work to do. I think it's obvious we have a lot of work to do. But we've been in two games where we've had plays there that we could have taken the lead, and that's what you talk about being so close. And again, we've played two pretty good teams, and at the time we had those plays, Miami, who's played pretty good offense, and Baltimore, who's obviously at last year and the people that have played great offense, those were games that were 7-6 and 13-10. So it's not like either team was lighting it up at that time.
Nor, why not start? You're down to the old type of offense. I mean, Brian's arm strength, the complete throws that you consider necessary.
Brian can make the throws we need to make. And right now, I mean, we haven't been able to get those kind of plays. It's a combination of the defenses we're playing. And obviously, to get those type of plays, you have to protect better than we're protecting right now. But he can make all the throws you need to make. He's actually a very good deep ball thrower.
Why not start Greg Little this week?
You know, in our situation, they're all going to play. And I think Devon has been playing at a high level, and Greg's struggling. Sometimes that little bit of a change can help you.
Based on what you've seen in the two games, what would you expect, how would you expect Whedon to play if and when he returns to the field?
I go in there and put a plan together and expect him to play good every week, whoever the quarterback is. And, I thought Brandon did a lot of good things in the Baltimore game. I thought he stood in there and made plays on third down. He missed a big throw. He was the first one to say, you know, if I could have one back, I'd like to have that ball to OB, but that's the way this league is.
Is the offensive line, it's taken a lot of heat in these first 2 weeks. Has it played as poorly as it's perceived?
I think when you're in any area, everyone wants to pinpoint an area. If you're not running the ball, it's a runner. If you're not, when you're talking about protection, it's everybody. We've had issues where we've had tight end issues, we've had back issues. Obviously, we got, when we started the first game, we started a right guard who had played very little at that position. That does affect your right tackle. So there's a lot of things that you talk about when you want to know why we struggled. And if we go through each one of them, we've done that a number of times. You can pinpoint this guy, that guy. If it was one spot, it's easier to fix. Then we just need to keep grinding and make it better.
Do you see this as an opportunity for Hoyer to step in and take over the starting job if he plays well?
You know, I think that's premature. I think it's an opportunity for Brian to go play. And he hasn't played a lot of football. You know, he started a game a year ago. He started and played an entire game in preseason in Chicago. It's a chance for him to go play. And there's going to be ups and downs when you haven't played a lot. There's going to be ups and downs. And when you're playing a really good defense, and this defense in their building plays at a high level and they pressure the quarterback, we've watched just today, watching a third down, you know, we've seen Green Bay have sack fumbles. We've seen Houston have sack fumbles. Those are good. Detroit sack fumbles in that place. We've got to protect the ball. We've got to protect the quarterback, and we got to manage the game.
Did Hoyer's by playing the entire fourth preseason game, did Hoyer open some eyes that you guys didn't know?
No, I think we knew. I think you see it. But when every exposure, you get to see more and you get to feel for a guy. And, I think that game helped him.
Is there a reason you can point to that Greg's dropping as many balls as he is?
I don't have a long history with Greg. I know looking at the tape from last year, early in the season, he dropped some balls as the season went on. He didn't, so hopefully we can move into that. I know it's not a lack of effort. He's trying as hard as he can. Sometimes he's probably pressing a little bit, trying too hard.
There are the guys that sometimes just naturally don't mind being a number two guy. It seems like when he's been the number one guy here, he's struggled. And when, last year when Gordon kind of came on, he seemed to get better as the year went on.
Well, it does change when it's not so much the pressure he has. It's you see different looks, right. You get different opportunities when they're concentrating on the other guy.
Do you still feel that Brandon Whedon has every opportunity to be a winning NFL quarterback?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.